We are learning Masechta Shubis, Daf Samech Hayamud Beis. We're starting the bottom line. Said in the Mishnah, different things you have to give the wife when you're away. And one of the things is a kippah, you give her a head covering. And it goes to other things also. Chagar l'masneha, umenalim emoyed l'moyed. You give her every yom to a new pair of shoes. Bekeilim shem chamishim zuz mishon al-shon. You give her 50 zuz keilim every year. Zog to Gemara. It sounds like you get a new pair of shoes every yom to, but not a new outfit. Only a popular abaya. Hi Tana Shaliach Artoloi, he's without clothing, Rabbi Masani wearing shoes. The Gemara was never going that every yonta, every few months, the thing gets used, it gets worn out. So he's gonna be walking around with brand new shoes and no clothing. She will be walking around with brand new shoes, no clothing. It makes no sense. Amalei, really, the clothing lasts a year. But Tana Bemokim Haram Kai, he lived in a mountainous region. Loisagib Loi Tloso Zugi Masani. It's not possible without three pairs of shoes. Vagurchi Kamashalon. That you really give it any time of the year. Just you can even it out, make it space it out proportionally. But lemaisa, agavuk ma'aslon, the simon eli b'vayit, give it to them by on yom tiv. Kehechadav la simcha begavayit. You have simcha siyom tiv. There's an Indian of buying for women clothing for yom tiv, a simcha siyom tiv. A pair of shoes is simcha siyom tiv. Like the Be'er Lacha brings down tof kuf chav tes. Divrei Maaseh Kufim Emaynoi, that if a person's an ani and he can't afford clothing for his wife for yom tiv, at least buy a pair of shoes. This is usually very mekuyim by ladies. Most ladies have like 40 pairs of shoes. This comes from this Gemara. Three pairs of shoes a year. It depends on how many years you're married. You're going to have a lot of pairs of shoes. Zokta. Local Maisa. Local supposed to buy something for the women, for Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov.
Shoes
that? Just a no. Any clothing. Zokta Mishruh. If someone's an ani and he can't afford a $400 outfit, he should at least buy a pair of shoes. That's the local Maisa part. Vekelim Shal Chemishim Zuz. It says in the Mishnah that you buy a clothing worth 50 zuz. Now, just to put it in perspective, a ksuba is 200 zuz. So you're telling me now she gets per year a clothing one quarter of the entire ksuba? It's a lot. So I'm not really asking. It means 50 zuzi medina, the ones that's one-eighth of the tsuri. So really, 50 zuz is really one-eighth of one quarter of the ksuba, much less. How do we know that? Because it says at the end of the Mishnah, all this idea of what you have to supply the issue with is dafka oni shvi Yisrael. If someone is a rich person, I call it kvayda. Depends how he lives, how extravagant he lives. That's how much money she gets. Visa the chamishim zuz mamish oni chamishim zuz minali. Where is the oni getting 50 zuz for clothing every year? Elosh mamino. Chamishim zuz pshiti. It must be, it's chamishim pshiti and not chamishim zuz suri. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Tav eino islam chadoshim. It says, you don't give a chadoshim in the summer, and you don't give her the worn out ones in winter. You give her in the winter clothing, and she wears it in the summer also. And what do you do after the year? The Mishnah says, vashchokim shalosh. She keeps the worn out clothing. The Gemara will talk about that. Tan Rabban. Moiser mezoino islabal. The extra mezoinus, that means you supplied her with two kav in a week, and the shemen and the kidneys. L'mayis, at the end of the week, she has extra. Who gets that? So he comes home Friday night, he sees in the fridge, there's extra food. Who gets that food? Who does that belong to? You know, it belongs to the baal. Because no reason, she doesn't need the extra food. Mois mezoinus the baal. Mois the beloyus the isha. The extra clothing, after she's finished with it, the worn out clothing belongs to the isha. Freyti gemara, mois the beloyus the isha, lamala. What does she need it for? What does she need the extra clothing for? If she doesn't need it, why should it go to her? It belongs to him. She wears it in the days that she's a nida. You have to remember, in those days they didn't have sanitary napkins and they got a little dirty. And therefore, they wore certain clothing that will get dirty. She doesn't want to be the skana abayla when she's made to hira. Therefore, she had this special worn that clothing that she wore and made to do so. Naktina, Maisa Blois Amana, the Yarshim. Maisa Blois Amana is the Yarshim. The Yarshim get the Maisa Blois, not the Amana itself. What's Pshat? Because the whole reason why we say the Isha keeps it only because she's like the Skana. Hossam, her husband was Skana Ba'ape. That she shouldn't be to Skana in the eyes of her husband. Hachat Skana is Skana, who cares? She's not married anymore. We don't take care. We don't want to look so good. So therefore, we do not let her have the clothing that's worn out. Instead, further in the Mishnah, that nois lama kesa vayit said by cheles imoy leilo shabbos al shabbos. They eat together every Friday night. That's pashtut eating together. The Gemara doesn't say it's machlokes. We had this before yesterday's blot. Maya cheles from rachman on my cheles mamish means they eat mamish. They eat together the Friday night suda. Which the mepharshim speak out. The rishonim is that the reason is the tzorich mitzvah oinat. It's a good thing to eat first together. And Vashyoma Tashmish. It means Achelis means Tashmish. Tana, now Mishnah says Achelis ima leil Shabbos. Mishnah l'mandi ma'achila ha'yutani Achelis. That's a loshon achila. L'mandi yama Tashmish. My Achelis. What's loshon of Achelis? So the Gemara lishdom aliyah. It's a nicer loshon. The Chassid says in the pasuk that you see you find the loshon of achila for Tashmish. It says achlo machsapia. She eats and wipes her mouth. For amr loipalti oven. I didn't do any aver, which means it's referring to Tashmish. They see loshon achila for that. They eat together on Friday night and Shabbos day. If it means mamash achila, they eat Shabbos Friday night and Shabbos day. It makes sense. The whole Shabbos eat together. Is that Tashmish on Shabbos day? Yisrael Kedoshim and not mashamash mita by day. The more answers. In a dark house, they are mutter, and therefore it's possibly mutter. Now, what's Pram Shimon Gamil? It sounds like Mitzvah Zoynas at night and by day. Zokter Ritva, we're talking about Hayalim Upayalim that have a Chiyav Oyna twice a week. And if he's only home for Shabbos, so he has to be kind of Mitzvah Zoynas twice on Shabbos. Hence, it says Leil Shabbos, this Shabbos. Now, I heard someone at the time that we have before, the Gemara said that Rava, when Choyma came to Bezdin and she uncovered her arm, he went home. Chara is by day, because Bezdin usually only sits and down by day. So you see, Rava was Mekayim, this thing, Vais, Ofel, Mutter, it's the same Rava, so someone to tie that Shikol Shitasa. Okay. M'hoye Menika, it says at the end of the Mishnah, that if she's nursing, she doesn't have to work as hard, and she gets extra food. So what's the Makar for that? Darish, Rabbi Ula, Rabba, Pischad, Benesir. Apish Amru, even though we said, Einav Mzonas, Bonav, Uvenoysav, Kshayik Tanim, even though a person not mechuyev to support his children while they are ketanim, avozon ketanik ketanim, but ketanik ketanim you are mechuyev to support ad kama ad ben shesh, till 6 years old. That means we learned before that your children you don't have to give them mezainis. You're not mechuyev. It's takaras usha to give children mezainis, but you don't have to. That's only 6 and up. But under 6, you have to supply them with children. Like we spoke out. And we'll speak out there Moshe again later, a little later on. Dom Rav Asi, Katon ben Sheish Yoitza be'erev imay. A 6-year-old Katon could rely on the erev techumim of his mother. Why? Because he's attached to his mother. He needs his mother. He can't eat without his mother. And even though his father made it to the other direction, he goes with his mother's direction. Why? Because he needs his mother to eat. And therefore, you have to give him his own also. We'll see why in a second. So, Mamai, what's the raya from our Mishnah that? What's the right from our Mishnah that a menika? What's the right they give mezainis to tanik tanim until that age, till 6? How do you know you have chuyim mezainis? It's the right from our Mishnah. Mektani says our Mishnah, hoyse menika, if she was nursing, peichus le maisi deha. She doesn't have to make as much wages, work as much. We give her extra mezainis. My timer, lavish in the boil and mechel vado, because she has to feed her child. And like the Ran speaks out, that the child is going to eat some of her food. And if you don't give her extra mezainis, she won't eat. So it's really medim mezainis the mother. The mother automatically is going to feed her child, because this is her child. And if she's not going to get more mezainis, she's not going to eat. So you see from our Mishnah already this idea that small ketanim, small children, you give them extra mezainis. Frank Demar, Adil Mishnah the Chayla, maybe because of Menekes, needs more food. She's a Chayla. Im Kain, if that was the case, list the Im Haysa Chayla. Should I say she's a Chayla? My Haysa Menika. It's teaching us that you have to feed the children also. Frank Demar still not arrived. Dilma, Kamashlon, the Stam Nikas Chaylos in them. Maybe it's teaching us the Stam Nikas are Chaylos. But like Kapalam says, it's not a Raya from a Mishnah, but that is the halacha. That Ketani Ketani Mi Mechuyev to give them Mezainis. So I just want to speak out that we have before that you're not Mechuyev to give Mezainis to the children above 6, right? So Ramayisha has a tshuva. Do you have to, are you allowed to use Maisa money to feed your children? There was a chidah. The chidah, the Brik Yosef says that that's why a lot of people were not knowing to give maisa in those days because they were supporting their children. They held that was maisa. But Kabbalah Rav Moshe asked the child, says, no, chas v'shalom, you cannot use maisa to support your children. I not mechuyev. So here's a new vart. It's like archi aparchi. We have a four in yesterday's blot that archi aparchi, you mechuyev to give your wife enough food to feed the guests. So Rav Moshe says, your children are not worse than guests. Just like mechuyev, it's embarrassing for her not to feed the guests. If she can't feed her children, it's also embarrassing for her. And therefore, it's part of the mezainis to her is to give enough for the children. That's how Rav Moshe learns. But upon him, the chiyev is from 6 and under. The parak ends off with this. Itmar, Om Rav Shuvan Levi, Meisifin Lo Yayin. If she's a menekes, we give her wine. Sha Yayin, Yofa L'Cholav. Yayin is good for the milk, and therefore we give her wine. Hadrin Allah Perek Afapi Belineda for those that finished it.